I philosophize on unconditional love. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I philosophize on unconditional love. Do you philosophize on unconditional love? I do. I'm always thinking about unconditional love. I'm always thinking about ways in which I could demonstrate my unconditional love. And then I say to myself, how silly, how absolutely silly for me to think in that way. If I am unconditional love, and that's what I profess to be, that's what I proclaim to be, that's what I am, then I don't have to seek it out. I just be it. Now, what is it that unconditional love is? Well, unconditional love is to love without condition. It is to look at all the world and see it beautiful and good. To look at myself and see myself as beautiful and good. To look at my way of doing things and say they are glorious and wonderful. To look at my body and call it good and very good. To look at my body and be incapable of seeing its developmental process. Or if I do see its developmental process, to see the developmental process not as a time thing, but as being done. I am a 3-year-old child. I am a 12-year-old child. I am 18 years old. I am 40 years old. I am 100 years old. It doesn't matter. The time is timeless. And I truly am that timeless time. And I truly am that timeless time right now, right where I am, doing right what I'm doing. And so, I live unconditional love. I philosophize on it, it's true, but I philosophize on it only as a recognition of what already exists. I live in a beautiful world, and I look around me, and I look at my world, and I see it with the eyes of unconditional love, and I see good everywhere. I see beauty everywhere. I see fulfillment everywhere. I see everything that is fantastic everywhere. There's not one thing in this entire universe that needs to be revealed more beautifully than I reveal myself. Not one thing. Unconditional love sees nothing in comparison. It sees just each object, each item, each experience, each thought as a completed aspect right where it is. You look at the seed as it's popping forth its stem out of the seed, and you see it at that point. And at that point, you have a mental picture of the seed with the little stem sticking up, the little leaf off the stem. And that's what you see. That's all. You may see it in the ground. You may see it in a glass. You may see it laying on a stone and the moist air around it and the sun shining on it, and it's going forth. Now, you don't need to know that seed lying on that stone in that moist air in the sun is soon going to have the sun dry up that moist air, and then the seed itself will dry up, and the seed itself will cease to grow. Yes? We don't need to know that, but if we know that, do we know that as a good thing, or do we know that as a unfortunate thing? Well, what's wrong with the seed doing what it's doing when it's doing it? What's wrong with a seed going forth in just a small effort, and then that's the program that it had set for itself, and it's over. And it goes and joins the rest of the earth to give birth to more seeds at another time. Who knows what each step is and how glorious each step is? We do. Because we call everything good and very good. And just like that little seed that didn't have a chance to become a full tree, who said it didn't have a chance to become the full tree? It had a chance to become the little seed that it was. Other seeds, they choose to expand and become a full tree. Other seeds, they become a giant tree that grows fantastically. Like some of the sequoia trees, they have to have fire around them to have the seed burst open. And sometimes the fire destroys the parent seed, the parent tree that's standing there. And most of the time not. But the thing is, all these are steps. All these are aspects of our thought. Now, truly, as creators, we can look at the seed and then we can see the full-grown tree. We can see the seeds and we can see a full-grown forest. We can see the seeds and we can see loaves of bread. We can see the seed and we can see a beautiful field of flowers. We can see the seed and then we can see the child. We can see the seed, we can see the woman, we can see the man, we can see the adult. We can see the seed and we can see all the... Each of these things are wherever we choose to look. Do we look at anything and we call it growing, developing, expanding? Or do we look at each step of the way and call it good and very good? Do we look at the forest fire that is burning the fields and burning the area, and do we call that bad, or do we call that returning the nitrogen to the soil? Do we call that part of nature's program? Or do we say that house burned? Well, why did the house burn? Because we said the house burned. Now, if we would say, I surround that house with my pure white light of love, and it stands there in the midst of that conflagration, untouched by the fire, and so it is. Now, what is it that we, you, I, as creators, choose to create? Do we choose to create whatever? Do we choose to call it good, bad, or indifferent? What do we choose to call it? Now, that's our question. And I philosophize on unconditional love. And because I'm unconditional love, in all things I see love. In all things I see beauty and goodness. In all things I see the wonderment of truth and the wonderment of life. And all is good and very good. I philosophize on unconditional love. And I live, therefore, in unconditional love. And my life is unconditional love. And so it is. I love you unconditionally.